Well, scamming people out of their hard-earned savings is very big business, and now even people trying to make money by selling goods online are being targeted. Scammers are lurking on the classifieds website Gumtree, and they're going to great lengths to concoct elaborate stories to get you to part with your hard-earned cash. Manu Bobo has this report.
Lisa Du put a post on Gumtree selling a brand new iPhone for $800. It didn't take long for a scammer to get in touch.
Straight away, I was like, oh, cool, someone's interested. So I actually just emailed that email address straight away to say that the phone is now available. And then she replied quite quickly and said, this is for my niece and I want to get it for her as a graduation present and I'm going to pay you $100 to post it and I'll do that all through PayPal.
The promise was the cash balance wouldn't be far behind.
The way they try and scam you is they might try and send a fake transaction on PayPal to you and you think you've got the money. And then you'll post the item and you've basically given them a free iPhone.
She's tech savvy, the co-founder of Ready Tech Go, a company which provides technology training to older Australians. Her husband, Brad Danini, has also had a run-in with a scammer on Gumtree. He was helping a client sell a caravan for $25,000 when someone with an ulterior motive got in touch.
Wanting our bank details so early on before really much discussion, explaining that he was going to put his payment through PayPal is another suspicious thing. Explaining that he had limited communications when he was obviously able to use Gumtree to see my ad and then wanting to only communicate through email.
What do you think the end game was for this particular scammer?
I think what happens is a seller would provide the bank details. The transfer would go through via PayPal, so you may actually see the dollars sitting in your account. And then I believe a dispute might be put in to PayPal from the buyer saying that they didn't receive the item and they refunded their money. And in between time, he would have sent a courier to come and collect the caravan. We look like we've got the money, so we release the caravan and they end up with the goods and the money.
Gumtree has released a statement saying they encourage people to trade locally and make payments in person. Detective Acting Superintendent Matt Kraft is the New South Wales Police Cybercrime Squad Commander. He's seen many cases where sellers are targeted.
They make up a number of excuses which tug on the heartstrings, which generally demonstrate some sort of hardship or disability, wanting you to perhaps deposit your money. So you're the seller, and here these people are asking you to part with your money. So you need to treat these things with suspicion.
He insists police are pursuing the cases and prosecuting the offenders. The consumer watchdog, the ACCC, thinks Australians have lost more than $50 million in scams this year alone, and that's just from the reported cases. Acting Superintendent Matt Kraft understands that many people are too embarrassed to speak up or just don't get around to it.
We do see victims becoming traumatised time and time again because not only do they come, they're embarrassed to report it to the police, we encourage them to report it. But they need to understand that the New South Wales Police will take it seriously.
Jan Marshall was fleeced of $260,000 in a romance scam.
They manipulate our emotions. I do believe that they deliberately get us into a state where we fall in love with them, and that means we drop our guard.
Here she is reading from her recently released memoir, Romance Scam Survivor, the whole sordid story.
He has built a picture of my ideal longing and dream, even better than I could imagine myself. A picture of how it might be to share my life with someone. It is a very powerful incantation of my wants and desires and his ability to fulfill them expressed as his own.
Victims of dating and romance scams suffer some of the highest financial losses of any internet scam, with Australians losing almost $10 million so far this year. Acting Superintendent Matt Kraft urges people to use common sense to protect themselves from scams and seek advice from the ACCC and the police.
When somebody asks you for a payment request, okay, it's, once again, you need to have your wits about you and treat it with suspicion and ask those questions. Because generally, when you ask further questions about why they're taking you down a particular path, you'll quickly realise that something's not quite right here.
Ask more questions. Very good advice. New South Wales Police Cybercrime Squad Commander Matt Craft, Manu Bobo with that report.